News in brief. Armed militants have attacked the U.S. consulate in Afghanistan's western province of Herat using a car bomb. At least three people have been killed and 18 others wounded. Heavy exchange of gunfire between militants and U.S. forces has been reported. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. Syria says it's now a full member of the international treaty prohibiting chemical weapons. The announcement was made by Syria's representative to the UN, Bashar al-Jafari. He also said Syria has submitted the relevant documents to the UN to join the treaty. Clashes have erupted again between Turkish police and protesters in two cities. Demonstrators are angry, saying a protester died after being hit in the head by a tear gas canister several days ago. Police say they were not responsible for the death and claimed the protester fell from a building. A curfew has been imposed in the town of Shopian in Indian-controlled Kashmir following a demonstration over the killing of a man by Indian security forces. Scores were injured in clashes after the demonstration. Tension has been running high in Shopian since Indian troops killed four people in the town last week. Official figures show the expenses of British MPs have hit a record high. The cost of the country's parliamentarians rose by 10%, reaching almost £100 million for 2012 and 2013. The figure is higher than the level before the MPs' expenses scandal of 2009. A lawyer has defended the New York Police Department's decision to spy on Muslims at the first court session of a civil rights lawsuit. The lawyer from the city's law department says the NYPD had legitimate reasons to implement the program, which Muslim activists say is discriminatory and invasive. A new survey says one in five adults in the United States struggles to afford to buy enough food. The national polling firm Gallup says the number of people fighting hunger in the U.S. is approaching the level of the most recent recession. A deadly flood has killed at least three people in the U.S. state of Colorado. Hundreds of homes have been evacuated because of the flood, which was triggered by a heavy storm. The high waters have also prevented access to affected areas.